so we go down, again, hosted by Senator Welch this year and Representative Pupillo, in the Senate reading room. So it's a confined area, 65 people or so, with some top-level speakers. And it's obviously to hear firsthand on what's going on in the State House, and also gives us an opportunity to ask some questions or to voice some opinions to these leaders.
And who are some of the people you're going to be hearing from?
We've got a great great lineup. The senator and the representative did a great job. We're gonna lead off. Of course, we're going to be down there right in the middle of all the votes. The House is going through this week on their budget, so that's kind of one of the excitement of the trip. Is there so much activity going on? But because the House budget is already being voted on and could be finished, you know, late that afternoon, we start off with the Senate chair of Ways and Means, Senator Spilka, who I think will be able to tell us a little bit perhaps on the direction the Senate's going to go. Then we're going to hear the two of our biggest issues for chamber members are the cost of energy and the cost of health care. And we've actually got Secretary Beaton, who's the Secretary of the Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs, speaking with us on that issue. And then in the afternoon, we've got a gentleman named David Seltz, who is the Executive Director of the Health Policy Commission. And they are really set up to really take a look at the health care system and how to make it a little bit more cost effective. So those will be two great speakers. And then not to miss the point that we've got the Secretary of the Department of Transportation, Stephanie Pollack, speaking with us as well. And I think that'll be an interesting one for the Western Mass folks, because I'm sure we'll be talking maybe about the new tolling system on the turnpike, but also the feasibility of the east-west high-speed rail.
Is this an opportunity for you to lobby?
Absolutely. We tell people, and it's worked well in the past. I mean, we kind of give them our you know, our agenda that we passed out at our Outlook program. Obviously, it's being hosted by Senator Welch and Representative Pupillo. So a lot of times these speakers will say, well, what are the issues out there? And again, we tell folks, they usually speak to us for about a half an hour, 40 minutes, and we always ask them to keep an opening after the remarks for some questions, answers, and comments. So, and we've been told time and time again that this is the largest group of chamber members that goes down to the State House for an entire day. So I think we've really made a mark here, and quite frankly, I think when they look at 65 folks from Western Mass that traveled to Boston with a unified message, if you will, it's really listened to. So we take advantage of having a captive audience, and we certainly get our points across.
Can you point to years in the past where you feel like the trip has made a difference in terms of legislative or policy outcomes?
Yeah, it would be hard to you know, I do think that there have been times. I know that we had a few speakers talking about the condition of the courthouses, for instance, out here. And I think they were a little surprised to hear that the business community was, you know, was aware, if you will, that a lot of the deferred maintenance had gone on, and that they promised us that they would be out here to take a look at that themselves. I think transportation is always, I'm not so sure we've ever had the Secretary, quite frankly, of Transportation herself, so I have a feeling that this year again we'll have not only Springfield represented, but the East of the River Chamber. So some of these smaller communities have an opportunity to express, you know, their need for some of these, if you will, smaller bridges that might be just as important to them. And so oftentimes they will, in the past, they've called up out here to the district highway engineer and had them get in touch with us to get a little bit more information. So it does trickle down pretty quickly from the top when they hear some specific concerns.